This weekend, poet Christine Swanberg and Trina Dora give a Valentine's Day concert at Rockford's Just Goods Fair Trade Marketplace. Trina Dora is musicians Ron Holm and Janie Nelson. They came to the WNIJ studios to preview their concert and speak with WNIJ's Guy Stevens. He began by asking Swanberg about the theme of the concert.
We call it Scenes of Love Through It All. Through It All is actually a line from one of Trina Dora's songs. And instead of just looking at all the happy things of love, we're looking at many facets of what it means to fall in love, what it means to try to stay in love, and even the idea of long-term love and what that's about. So it's very mature in that way.
Ron, talk about putting this together.
We tried very hard to limit the songs to original compositions and to literally look at Christine's poetry books and talk about different poems she had written and then think out loud about different songs that expressed a similar or a complementary sentiment. We have a song that is called Like the Waters of a Bayou. Bayous can actually change direction. They can flow north to south in the morning and south to north in the evening, and sometimes love is that way. You want to hear a little bit of that?
Yes, please.
With our song, we make a promise to share our love and to help it grow through the years. The light before us, where that leads we cannot know. Our fortunes flow like the waters of the bayou. They rise and fall and they come and go. Through it all I'll stay beside you.
Now, Christine.
This is called 60, but it really could be called 65 now, because I wrote it about 5 years ago. Once my husband said, "You can't lose something if you already had it," which struck me the same way you want your cake and eat it too, always did. But today I think I see. Everything you have ever had is still there within you. You do take it with you. Isn't it right that the jet fuel of desire simmers down a bit? Isn't it right that a cornucopia of realized dreams is sustenance enough? Isn't it right that today you have already walked the dawn, a crescent moon in the indigo sky, frost on the grass you gingerly tread in your sturdy walking shoes, and next, the sun, as always?
Thank you. The audience member, what would you like them to feel is happening?
People like to be happy and hear happy songs, and we've got plenty of them. But I think they also like to resonate with other experiences, and poetry and music have a way of emoting and making things a little more intensely real sometimes. And one of the things that people, I think, if the concert works well, leave with is, "Yeah, I felt some of that. I've been there. It's not just me."